Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, July 2nd, 2017. Pastor Paul Talbert.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God's word for our meditation is taken from the book of Matthew. And this is a part where God is sending out his disciples with some good news. Jesus traveled throughout, Matthew chapter 9, starting with verse 35. Jesus traveled throughout all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness. And when he saw the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them because they were troubled and downcast like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out workers into his harvest. Jesus called his 12 disciples to himself and gave them authority to drive out unclean spirits and to heal every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who's called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent these 12 out and commanded them, do not go among the Gentiles. Do not enter any town of the Samaritans. Go instead to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. I now invite the children to come up here for a brief children's devotion based on what you just heard me read. See how good your memory is. And we have Luther's castle again. So glad we found it. There's all this hubbub this spring. Didn't know if we were going to find it again, but we did. All right, we've been using this to put our children's devotion things in there. And now when you all came in, you had one of these, right? You all got one? You got one? Okay, all right. Make sure you got it. I'm going to use this to hopefully help you understand what Jesus says when he says, freely you have received, freely give. When I was your age, I didn't get it. I had a hard time understanding this. Freely you have received, freely give. Well, if I'm getting it, then how come I have to give it? And that's where I made the mistake. I bet you didn't even catch the mistake, did you? Couldn't get it out. If I got it, then how come I have to give it? He doesn't say you have to. We have a thing where we always try to put bad stuff on what God has us do. God told Adam and Eve, he said, don't eat from this one tree, because if you eat from this one tree, and remember what was going to happen if they ate from that one tree in the garden? What was going to happen to them? They were going to die. So what did they do? They thought that God was a meanie and he's keeping it away from the soul. They went and they ate from it anyway. Oh, that's not good. King David, you remember King David? The Goliath killer? Yeah, I remember King David. King David was a naughty guy also. He killed somebody. Not just Goliath in battle, he killed somebody after committing adultery. Ooh. So as soon as God says something, we always want to do something else. We always want to do something else. God says, listen to your parents. What's one of the hardest things to do at night? When they tell you to clean up and go to bed. I don't want to go to bed. Especially during summer. I really don't want to go to bed. Especially if you're camping. Really? It's really hard to obey because we have what's called a sinful nature, and it's always getting in the way. So Jesus came, and he went to a cross, and he took all of your sins and my sins, and this whole room full of sins. And It was placed on him. The Bible says it was nailed in his body to the tree. And he died. That was a big thing. Nobody made him go there. He gave up his life, the Bible says. And you know what else happened? He didn't stay dead. On the third day, he came back to life again. And that's awesome news. So he says, I want you to know that. And if you know that and he doesn't know that, I want you to tell him. And if he knows that and you don't know it, I want you to tell him. And on it goes all the way around until everybody hears this good news, because that good news is what makes faith. It gets into heaven. And it's kind of like this. Inside this little castle is this little door again. Inside this door is something that makes noise. Sounds like good stuff, doesn't it? Yeah, it does, yeah. Ooh. Wow. Some more money. These are dollar coins. So they're worth just as much as that. Okay? Yeah, so I'm going to give you one because I want you to know that when God says freely you have received, he's talking about how generous God is. Freely you have received. And then he says, freely you have received, freely give. So you know that the normal habit I have here at Children's Devotions, what's the normal habit? If I give you something, I want you to give something away, right? I never follow up and make sure you did it. I just ask you to do that. And then when you give it away, I want you to make sure you tell somebody why you're giving it away. Because this, you can use this to remind yourself of the good news. Jesus gave me something that is worth more than a dollar. You know, when I get to heaven, I have no worries at all. None. I don't have to worry about going to a doctor. I don't have to worry about getting up in the morning. I don't have to worry about taking naps at night. It's a really cool place. And he says, it's yours. You can't pay for it. I'll just give it to you. So that's kind of what you can remember. This is like the forgiveness that opens up heaven. I'm going to give you another one. Why am I giving you another one? Why do you think I'm giving you another one? Why do you think I'm giving you another one? Why am I giving you another coin? It's to give one away. You give it away. And that's how you do it. You say, you know what? I got two of these coins today when I went to church. And I'm supposed to keep one to remind myself that Jesus loves me. He's taken away all of my sins. That's so cool. I get to go to heaven. That's so neat. And this coin I'm going to give to you, and then you give it to somebody, and you say, because I want you to know that too. Okay? So we'll fold our hands. We'll go to Jesus in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for that great gift. Although money is kind of cool, we all know that money's not going to last. But you and your gift, they last. Thank you so much. Please continue to bless me with your word. Amen. Now you may go back to your seats. Put away the castle again. Look at that. I can still get up. Amazing. Right there, freely we have received, freely give. That's what we're going to be looking at today. There's a principle that is all involved with this, freely you have received, freely give. And the principle has to do with how God is. God is, by nature, generous. He is generous to a fault. In fact, you and I would say it's just not right. Moses should have been in jail for his crimes against humanity. David should have been executed for his crimes against that husband where he killed Uriah. But God does things really weird looking to the rest of our planet. And why is that? Because God is a God of grace, free and faithful mercy and forgiveness. And that is what we're learning about again today. Freely you have received, freely give. The The principle is rooted in who God is. So that means that if you understand freely you have received, freely give, you kind of understand what justification is. Justification, that's that $10 confirmation class word that you had to learn way back when. Justification is just as if I'd never sinned. Justification. God declares me to be free from sin. Whoa. How did he do that? Well, God is generous. He's generous to a fault. He created the planet for us to live on. He created life. So I'm here today. He's letting my heart continue to beat. Even though I have a sinful nature that screams and fights against him all day long, God loves me and wants me with him in heaven. I can't get there. How come I can't get there? Because I keep on doing wrong things. I keep on having wrong thoughts. I keep on having wrong deeds. I keep on having wrong words. How in the world are us unholy to get there where only holy is allowed in? God knew the problem before we knew it. And God took care of the problem before you and I were even born. In fact, he chose us before he created everything, is what the scriptures say. What did he do? At just the right time, the generous God gave his one and only Son. Jesus gave his life. He gave his wisdom. He gave his teaching. He gave his miracles. He did good constantly from morning till night. And then Jesus gave his life in another way. He died for us. Since he had no sin, God's Son took on all of our sins. All the sins of greed, all the sins of stinginess, all those sins that only you and I know about in our heart of hearts, God took. And he paid the price. The wages of sin is death. God, Jesus Christ, died on that cross. That is an expensive gift. And then Jesus did another thing. He came back to life again. God demonstrated his own love for us in this, that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. But also, Jesus Christ was raised to life by the glory of the Father, so that you and I would know for certain that all of our sins are forgiven. And then the Holy Spirit made sure it was all written down in his word so that you and I could look at it again and again and be reminded again and again, because Satan wants you to despair. He wants you to think that you are the absolute worst sinner, that God could never, ever let you into his heaven. And what does happen? What just happens? God says, I forgive you. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We serve an incredibly generous God. Freely you have received. You have received that good news. You've received that gift of eternal life. You receive that gift again and again and again. You have received. So freely give. It's pretty simple, complex, not complex, no. Pretty simple, yes. Freely you have received, freely give. Our Lord Jesus chose some people that are just like you and me, sinners through and through, to share that message with other people. And I'm sure that when they went out, they were told by other people that they're being foolish. I'm sure they were told by others that there's a better way to do this. You know, when I came in today, I had a stack of dollars in my hand. I had enough to cover this place if it was packed to the brim and twice to give away. Why? I'm going to ask you to do a really hard thing. I found out how hard it is because of Thursday's group. Don't put this in the offering plate. I know it's hard. I know. I want you to use this week. Maybe next week if you want to, that's fine. But this week, I want you to use this week to remind yourself of what God says in Matthew 10. Freely you have received. Not a single one of you asked me for this. couple of you said, oh, I really don't want this. Not a single one of you put out the memo, Pastor, make sure you have some cash ready after you come back from vacation so that you can give this away. Not a single one of you did that. Not a single one of you. And if you came in late and you're thinking you missed out on your dollar, I have it right here for you. I have a whole stack here yet. So don't worry. I really want you to have this to remind yourself of what Jesus says here. Freely you have received. It's not just money. It's not just things. He gave us life. He gave us friends and family. He gave us health. He gave us so many blessings, you and I can hardly count them all. His promises are rock solid. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He says, call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. He says, honor me with your first fruits, the first part of your gifts. The Lord says all of these things. And you know what? We don't have to do it. Instead, it's a joy. It's like coming to church or worshiping. When I taught my children when they were growing up, you know what I said to them on Saturday? I didn't say, oh, go to bed early because you have to get up to church tomorrow. I said, no, you got to get to bed early because we get to go to church. You get to come and worship with God's people. You and I are going to live together forever in heaven in the presence of God himself with angels all around us in the great glory. You know, when we started our school 10, 11 years ago now, we had a long Bible study on what are we going to do? Are we going to treat it like a business? Or are we going to treat it like a ministry? And we thought long and hard. We prayed long and hard about that. And then we decided that we're going to treat it like a ministry. We're going to support it with our normal offerings. And as the Lord would grow us, so he would grow the support for our school, because it'd be one and the same. So we don't charge for kids coming into school. We don't charge for Sunday school. We don't charge for VBS. We don't make anybody pay to walk into church to hear the good news. When you come up here to receive the Lord's Supper, we don't make you pay for that. The good news of Jesus Christ. Full forgiveness of all of your sins. That's already been paid for. Instead, we rely on God working in the hearts and the lives of his people, that generous spirit that he himself has. There are some people who say, well, you can't do that. Not today, not in our culture, because in our culture, you have to put a price tag on something, otherwise people don't think it's valuable, right? I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. Oh, really? This is a dollar. It's worth 100 pennies. That's what it's worth. Jesus Christ said, freely you have received, freely give. It doesn't matter what I think about this. It's still a dollar. You and I have been prompted to give, but how we've been prompted to give, it's so neat how God works. When he prompts us to give, it's not the whip, although we sometimes need that because we have a sinful nature. What is it? It's again a promise. Listen to what he says. Give, and you'll receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. It's kind of like the shovel effect. That's why I call it in confirmation class. You shovel your blessings into God's word, into his ministry and his will and what he wants done, and God shovels his blessings back on you. Except that God has a bigger shovel. And you can't out-shovel God. And that's okay. When Jesus lived and died and came back to life again for us, it was not to set a brand new set of rules in place. It was for freedom that Jesus Christ set us free. So what does that mean? We are now free to serve one another in love. We are free to go to God's word and read it for ourselves. We are free to celebrate the Lord's Supper, to receive his body and blood, to assure me personally that my sins have been forgiven. What a great and glorious God we serve. In Jesus' name, again, I'm asking, I'm not commanding, but please, this week, don't put this in the offering plate. Take it home, put it somewhere out. Maybe use it as a way to talk to a neighbor or somebody you're going to have lunch with and say, man, the craziest thing happened today in church. Our crazy pastor came back from vacation, and he met me at the door, and he says, hi, how you doing? And he gave me a dollar. And let that serve to help you explain about our great God who loves to give. In his name, amen.